Welcome to the Meet the Majors podcast series, brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities with their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Amy Ames, and we are joined today by Dr. Richard Duran, Professor of French and Director of the Division of French and Italian in Baylor's Department of Modern Foreign Languages. Welcome, Dr. Duran.
Thank you for inviting me, Amy.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
I'd be happy to. Our program in French offers three unique features. First of all, we place a high priority on oral proficiency in the language. You see, one of the most common criticisms of foreign language study over the years has been that students really don't learn to speak the language. As a result, you have people who say, "Gee, I studied French for 2 years, but when I traveled to Paris, I couldn't even ask for directions or order my food." Or else you might hear, "Well, I can read and write French, but I can't really speak it or understand it." In response to such comments, we make a concentrated effort to emphasize oral communication skills in all our classes. So rather than just speaking about French and English, we spend virtually all our time actually speaking French in class. Consequently, our majors come away with exceptionally high communicative abilities in French at the end of our program. Second, our program is well adapted to the many different career paths that French majors may pursue. Formerly, any student who decided to major in French only had one real option in terms of the advanced courses he or she could take, because the overwhelming majority of those courses were in French literature. This option was fine for students who wanted to teach French or go on to graduate programs in French. However, what about students interested in international business, foreign service, missionary work, or fashion design, just to mention a few possibilities? We wanted to give these students other options for advanced studies in French. So, aside from our traditional courses in literature, we offer a number of courses dealing with other aspects of French culture. For example, we now have 2 different courses on French cinema, a course dealing with French media, another course which focuses on the city of Paris, another on the various regions in France, and a course on contemporary France which examines the French political system, the educational system, and other important institutions. To sum up, we offer a variety of very interesting courses that can appeal to our majors, minors, or, for that matter, anyone who has completed the 4th semester of French. Third, we are especially proud of the excellent opportunities that we offer for study abroad in France. First of all, our very popular Baylor in Paris summer program has been in existence for over 30 years. This program takes place in the first summer session and accommodates between 20 and 30 students. These students can earn 6 hours of credit at either the intermediate or advanced level while living and studying in Paris. In addition, we take a number of excursions to sites in and around Paris. For example, the Louvre, the Musée d'Orsay with all its impressionist paintings, the Palace of Versailles, the chateaus in the Loire Valley, and numerous other places. Now, for students who wish to study for a more extended period of time in France, we have a wonderful exchange program with the University of Caen in Normandy. Students can study there for an entire semester, either fall or spring. And the greatest advantage of this program is that any financial package a student may have through Baylor will apply. That means that it would basically cost the same to study a semester in France as it would to study a semester in Waco. The amazing thing is that some of our students come back from their semester in Caen nearly fluent in the language. It goes without saying, then, that we highly recommend this program to anyone who intends to major in French.
What types of students might find a good fit in this major?
Most obviously, students who are naturally attracted to foreign languages and cultures, and who, for some reason or other, have a special interest in French. Perhaps they have some French heritage in their family, or they may have previously traveled to France, or they simply took French in high school. But again, some of our most successful majors in French have come from a number of diverse non-linguistic backgrounds. For example, students who began their studies as pre-med majors, business majors, or art majors. And then many of our majors did not even take French in high school. Many of them took Spanish, Latin, or some other language, and then wanted to expand their linguistic background by taking French.
What are the skills that students in this program develop through their coursework?
We expect students who graduate with a major in French to be proficient in all aspects of the language itself: reading, writing, listening comprehension, and speaking. To the extent that, if placed in a francophone, that is, a French-speaking environment, they would be able to fully function within that context. At the same time, as a result of their coursework, we expect our students to be conversant in either numerous aspects of French culture or else most of the major works of French literature.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty with research or special projects?
Some of these opportunities are available, and we are currently making an effort to expand on these. Traditionally, however, French faculty function mostly as mentors to students in advanced courses who do their own research and write on topics that they themselves select.
If students do not declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
That would depend on their previous background in French. For example, some students who have taken several years of French in high school can begin at higher levels of the language and therefore complete the requirements for the major in less than 4 years. Students who declare this major later on can also make up the necessary courses in summer school or in one of our study abroad programs.
Are there any particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement purposes?
No. There are certifications awarded by certain French language schools, such as L'Alliance Française, but these are not necessary.
How can a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
Without a doubt, the best preparation would be some type of study, travel, or work experience in a francophone environment. Having not only the ability to communicate in French, but actually having experienced the culture firsthand is a major advantage to anyone seeking a career related to this major.
What is the biggest misconception about this field?
I would say there are two popular misconceptions, one related to the language itself and the other to its practicality. The first misconception is that French is an extremely difficult language to learn. I believe that perception comes from the fact that French sounds so different from the way it looks, the way it is spelled. In contrast, Spanish pronunciation corresponds more closely to the way it is written. However, as I point out to my students, French is one of the most precise and logical languages that exists in terms of grammar. As a result, it is quite simple in comparison to other languages. A second misconception is that French is not as practical as, say, Spanish. Well, while that may be the case in this part of the world, according to the Bloomberg Business Report, French is the third most useful language in business after English and Chinese. French is actually the official language in 27 countries and is spoken by some 68 million people. So if someone is considering a career on an international scale, then French would certainly be practical.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of this program?
French majors have gone on to a number of diverse careers. I'll begin with the example of Ron Donegan, who is featured on our Modern Foreign Languages website. He received a BA in French in 1969 here at Baylor, and then went on to work for the Swiss company Nestle in the French-speaking part of Switzerland. He is now a vice president of the company, lives in Southern California, and is one of our major donors in French. Another example is a former student of mine who graduated years ago and wound up working as an interpreter for the famous Cordon Bleu culinary school in Paris. We've had other majors who have gone on to careers in business, government service, the fashion industry, and of course, a number who are now teachers of French, both at the high school and at the university level. What may come as a surprise, though, is that many of our majors have gone on to study medicine. The fact is, medical schools find students with diverse backgrounds more interesting than those who only know math and science. That is, as long as those French majors have the appropriate math and science skills as well.
Is there any final advice you would like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
I would suggest they come speak to me or any of the French professors they or any of their friends might know in order to get more information on our program. Another good source of information is our French majors themselves, or I would even say any student who has taken French here at Baylor. I say this because we make a real effort to bring French to life as much as possible in all our classes. Sometimes a tough thing to do in the middle of Central Texas, but I think we do a good job at it.
Thank you, Dr. Duran, for joining us today, and thank you, listeners, for joining us for this edition of the Meet the Majors podcast series.